Easy's left was on the Bastogne-Noville Road, linked to 3rd Battalion on the other side. Dog Company on the right flank of 2nd Battalion extended to the railroad station at Halt, but it was not linked to the 501st PIR. Winters worried that the battalion was not in the right position. He sent Nixon back to Regimental HQ to check. Nixon returned to say the battalion was where it was supposed to be. Easy's position was in a wood looking out on a grazing field that sloped down to the village of Foy about a kilometer away. The trees were pines, 8 to 10 inches in diameter, planted in rows. The men dug foxholes to form a main line of resistance a few meters inside the woods, with outposts on the edge. Winters set up Battalion HQ just behind the company at the south edge of the woods. The first night on the MLR was quiet, even peaceful. The fighting was to the north, in Noville, 4 kilometers away. At dawn on December 20th, a heavy mist hung over the woods and fields. Winters rose and looked around. To his left, he saw a German soldier in his long winter overcoat emerge from the woods. He had no rifle, no pack. He walked to the middle of a clearing. Two men with Winters instinctively brought their rifles to their shoulders, but he gave them a hand signal to hold their fire. The Americans watched as the German took off his overcoat, pulled down his pants, squatted, and relieved himself. When he was finished, Winters hollered in his best German, "Kommen Sie hier!" The soldier put up his hands and walked over to surrender. Winters went through his pockets. All he had were a few pictures and the end of a loaf of hard black bread. "Think of this," Winters commented. "Here is a German soldier, in the light of early dawn, who went to take a crap, got turned around in the woods, walked through our lines, past the company CP, and ended up behind the battalion CP. That sure was some line of defense we had that first night." German soldiers were not the only ones who got lost that day. Medic Ralph Spina and Private Ed Babe Heffron went back into Bastogne to scrounge up some medical supplies. At the aid station, Spina got some of what he needed. The 101st was already running low on medical supplies, a major problem. The two E Company men grabbed a hot meal, and although they hated to leave the stove, with darkness coming on, they set out for the line. Heffron suggested a shortcut across a wooded area. Spina agreed. Heffron led the way. Suddenly, he fell into a hole.